This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here. 301-230-0980. Brian Robinson just traded to the San Francisco 49ers. Adam Peters, the wizard that man is, gets a sixth-round pick in return. Robinson was coming off of his best year statistically, albeit it was a little disappointing for the expectations we had for him playing alongside of a guy as dynamic as Jaden Daniels. But he had 799 yards. That was a career high. He averaged 4.3 yards a carry. That was a career high. 8 rushing touchdowns. That was a career high. He had his longest run of his career, which was a 40-yard run. That's a career high, but that is also the problem.
Chris Rodriguez matched it literally
on the first carry. Like, it was in a weird way poetic when they decided Brian Robinson is not dressing for the Monday night game against Cincinnati. Preseason game, but he's not dressing. And then the first carry from a running back, not the Debo thing, the first carry from a running back was Chris Rodriguez matching the longest carry that Brian Robinson has had in 3 years here in D.C. It was like the final cherry on top, if you were still in search of that, to say the experience with Brian Robinson is over here in D.C. He has gone to San Francisco. In return, Washington is getting a sixth-round pick. Your thoughts, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. You can tweet me as well, at the Denton Day, your thoughts. We will go to Rudy in Glen Burnie. Rudy, how do you feel about the B-Rob trade?
Hey, I love the trade. You know, I was always thinking that, you know, B-Rob was not a one-cut up in the hole back. He wasn't a home-run hitter. You know, and we have that now. You know, it showed with Rodriguez, it showed with Bill, you know, that we have home run hitters that, you know, and that's what Philadelphia had in Saquon Barkley. We didn't have that. You know, so I'm proud. I was telling him, your helper, I was telling him that we train with San Francisco a lot. You know, we get the wide receiver back from them, and we trade them the running back to get a draft pick. So, you know, I'm very excited about the trade. I want to see what our running backs can do on this year. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, appreciate it. It does feel like the Commanders are kind of playing patty cake with San Francisco, which, as long as it works, I don't care. It had felt like at points in time in the Ron Rivera era, he was doing his friends across the league some solids, and they didn't work. It's kind of how Eric Bieniemy got here. Andy Reid said, hey, we're not going to keep him. Ron, do you want to take him? And Ron, who's a sitting duck head coach, was like, yeah, sure, we will take him. And then it didn't work, and everybody hated the experience, and Eric Bieniemy is now, I think he's in Chicago as a running back coach after it didn't really work at UCLA as the offensive coordinator there. He's just bounced around and flip-flopped from jobs to jobs. So it does worry me a little bit that Adam Peters has a tendency to trade with his old team, but I will take it. If you're getting a sixth round in return for a guy that you did not have plans to use this year and you certainly weren't going to pay him long-term next year, I can be okay with that. The nice thing is, too, let's just say, hypothetically, if Chris Rodriguez has a really good year, or Jeremy McNichols, pick one of the two of them. If one of them has a really good year, and you're like, we would really like to have him next year, maybe the year after that, the asking price is going to be significantly slimmer. Like Brian Robinson, for whatever it was worth, because at that point he would have been a four-year starter, is going to ask for a lot more money in free agency. Whereas if you take a guy like Chris Rodriguez, who is a later-round draft pick, or McNichols, who's played sparingly in his NFL career, and they have really good seasons, it's a lot easier for you as an organization to keep those guys long-term on a much shorter number, which clearly the finances are something that they are very cognizant of. They're not just going to hand away big contracts. We're seeing that with how they're handling 17. But this isn't about Terry right now. This is about Brian Robinson getting traded to the San Francisco 49ers. Rob is in Frederick. Rob, your reaction.
Well, I was asking the guy to answer the phone who made the pick. He already told me it was Ron Rivera. That explains it right then and there. That's why he didn't hit the hole and everything. They overpaid for a running back they could have gotten later. So, and it didn't work out.
No, didn't work out. That kind of explains it. Yep, you're right. Ron Rivera made the pick. End of story. They have completely gutted the Ron Rivera picks from this roster. If I'm doing this off the top of my head, Max, so correct me if I'm wrong here. Quan Martin, Sam Cosmi, end of list. Maybe there's one or two other guys, but the ones that are contributing that are Ron Rivera picks, Quan Martin, Sam Cosmi. That's it. Cosmi got that extension. I would imagine that Quan Martin is going to get an extension this upcoming offseason. Those are the only guys from the Ron Rivera era that are still here. He was here for 4 years, and he got fired 2 years ago, and there are two guys that are still here. Abysmal. The man needs to be politely thrown into lockdown for at least a year, like some sort of timeout. At least a year. That's borderline war crimes.
You forgot one.
I forgot one.
Who? John Bates.
John Bates. Yeah, John Bates is a good pick. John Bates is a good pick.
Good pick.
So there's three. There's three guys that Ron Rivera got right here. And he kind of stumbled into at least two of them, but whatever. Rod is in Landover. Rod, your reaction to the Brian Robinson trade.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm just going to say what cemented it for me last year is that anytime our quarterback to have bruised ribs and he outrush you, I mean, Jaden Daniels was the leading rusher on our team, and he had messed up ribs for a few games.
Yeah.
So to me, you know, Brian Robinson, man, he just had slow feet. And he just didn't, to me, he just couldn't. He couldn't cut. I think I say it's about time, man. I can't. I want to see this guy. And then he didn't pair well with Jaden Daniels. I think Rodriguez and this guy Bill pairs well pretty well with him. So I'm looking forward to seeing what we got. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Rod, great call. I am with you. I think the running backs that they have now are much better pairings to go with Jaden Daniels. It's almost unfair to say, hey, I expect you being Brian Robinson to have the exact same level of production that Alfred Morris had in 2012 with Robert. I don't think that's a fair I don't think that's fair. However, what I do think is fair is to look at the scenarios and say, you are now playing 11 on 11, which in the past you were not doing. Like, however you felt about Heinicke, Wentz, Howell, whoever, all of the running backs that Brian Robinson played with here, however you feel about them, they are not nearly as mobile or as dynamic as Jaden is, that allowed the team to play 11 on 11. So if you're playing 11 on 11, it should theoretically be a lot easier for you as a running back to be able to put together quality games and to be able to rack up production. Like, it should be it should have been like contract heaven for Brian Robinson to go for 1,200 yards, or at least 1,000 yards. I mean, we've had this conversation with Terry, right? Because a lot of you jump on here on the phones when you're like super pro Terry, which I'm pro Terry, but when you're super pro Terry, oh, he's had 7 years of 1,000 yards. Well, that's really only like 58 yards per game. You're telling me a running back playing next to Jaden Daniels, and he only played in 14 games in 2024, but you're telling me he couldn't put together enough to get 1,000 yards per game, 1,000 yard season? That's a tough look when you're moving forward trying to be in this like weird position of retooling, but also win now. Because you're not helping us retool, you're not helping us win now, so what are you doing? You don't play special teams. All four of these other guys in some way, shape, or form play special teams, and you don't. So they get rid of him, they get a six-round pick in return. We're reacting live on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dente sitting in to the Brian Robinson trade. Adam Peters and the Commanders move Brian Robinson. They send him to Adam Peters' old place of work in San Francisco. They get a sixth-round pick in return. So no cut. They get something back for Brian Robinson. It's a 2026 sixth-round pick. Your reaction at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Tom is in Columbia. Tom, what's going on?
Hey, I couldn't believe my ears when I heard the term home run hitter. Thought I was back in the 1970s. The NFL landscape has changed to the extent that the running back position has been diminished. You don't require a big 1,000-yard-plus season runner. It's definitely by composite. And when you have a Jaden Daniels who's going to probably eat up anywhere from 700 to 800-plus yards a season, you're looking for a team that can execute its ground game and amass 2,200 yards cumulatively as a team. I think it's asinine to talk about this home run hitter stuff and one back is going to take you. I think that that was a poor sample the other day. If that gaping hole that opened up against a poor defensive line is your litmus test for Chris Rodriguez.
But how many of those? Tom, how many of those did Brian Robinson miss? That's the problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
I don't think he missed any holes like that. I can go back and review all the games. He didn't miss any holes like that. That line last year was atrocious at run blocking. It was halfway decent at pass blocking. And then this reminds me, too, of like the early 2000s. Chris Samuels played on a bum ankle the whole year. 16 games, ground out on a bum ankle and played at a pretty good level. But yet in the offseason, you'll get TV commentators and writers and fans talking about the diminishment of Chris Samuels. Robinson, I believe, was nicked a little bit. And, you know, it's a can't make the club in the tub, put it that way. But I think this days of Saquon Barkley is a unicorn. Nobody in the league has a Saquon Barkley. But I think cumulatively you're looking at an offense that's going to amass 2,200 yards and have a successful season on the ground. But that Bengals, that hole against the Bengals, that's not a litmus test to pass that this is our future on the ground with Chris Rodriguez. And the other guy looks like he's slight of build himself with maybe some decent speed. So,
I mean, Tom, we're in disagreement there. I get it. You're a Brian Robinson guy. You don't like the offensive line. But Brian Robinson was missing. He was missing holes. There's a reason he's gone. Like that. That's legitimately why they traded him. They traded him for two reasons. He doesn't play special teams when everyone else does, and he could not hit the holes last year. If you can't take advantage of the holes, regardless of how you feel about the offensive line, because I don't think the offensive line was awful. You seem to think they were awful. I don't think they were awful last year. I think his vision wasn't there. I think he got a little bit of the yips towards the end of the season, and clearly they agree. Now, they did improve the offensive line, but, I mean, when you get a chance to get Laremy Tunsil, you're going to go get Laremy Tunsil. And the crazy thing is Laremy Tunsil isn't even exactly a great run blocker. He's just a premier left tackle, and you're trying to protect the asset that is Jaden Daniels. But I don't think the offensive line was nearly as bad as you do. I think a lot of it was Brian Robinson just was not able to do the things that they wanted him to do. Like, Chris Rodriguez is not Saquon. Anyone that's going to come on here and say Chris Rodriguez, or Bill for that matter, are Saquon, Jahmyr Gibbs, Bijan, like, they're not. There's no person on this roster that is as explosive as one player as those guys are. But it's clear to me that the team is taking the approach of what we saw last year with the running back, which was like this rebirth, if you will, of the position across the NFL. There are some teams that are going to shell out a lot of contracts to get guys that they think could be like a Saquon or they think could be like a Jahmyr Gibbs, and it's going to financially ruin them. I think this organization is taking the approach of last year was a little bit of a fluke. We need to see this more consistently. Until then, we're taking this running back by committee approach, which is an approach that I happen to like. I think that's a good approach for the team to take moving forward. Ian, what's going on?
I like it because it's when a player doesn't fit, you move on quickly. I think that is such a good ethos for every team. Obviously, the Rivera angle, it's hard to be that bad. It really is.
And he accomplished it.
He did. On a sidebar, when people tell me how smart football people are, I always remind them they were the dumbest guys in high school and college. That doesn't change magically when you're in the NFL. And my first example is Ron Rivera drafting is just atrocious. But getting back to this, I think it's a good move. Honestly, I wouldn't mind seeing some other players move that don't fit, and including his draft picks, like Luke McCaffrey. Is he doing anything? Like, I just am like, you are trying to win now, and even though this would have been better to have a six-round draft pick for this past draft, if they had known how bad it was going to get with him, it would have been helpful. But yeah, I mean, you got to improve, and he's just not good enough for this team. And yeah, good for them for moving on.
I appreciate it as always. I love the approach of if we don't have a plan for you, we are going to let you go. Because to an extent, it does do right by the player as well. We're not going to keep you in like this weird state of purgatory. That's why I love the Dominique Hampton release. Not that I thought he was going to be this exceptional player, but hey, we don't have anything for you. Go find out and see if somebody else does. They did the same thing with John Allen. We're going to try and trade you, but if not, we're going to let you go, and then you can go test the market and see whatever God has for you out there or whatever an NFL team has for you out there. So they're doing that to Brian Robinson. It's not like they didn't send him to like the Cleveland Browns. They sent him to a team that's going to be good in the NFC, and honestly, they sent him to a team that you have the potential of playing again, which is not the first time, and it will not be the last time that this organization has done that, so pay attention to that. You know, we just had Tom in Columbia who got on and said it was all the offensive line, not Brian Robinson. You're not trading Brian Robinson to a team that you could potentially see again, and then theoretically, you are planning to see again. They expect to be good. You expect to be good. You're not trading a guy to a team that you might see in the postseason because you think that guy's awesome. You have a certain feeling about him. You know how to stop him. You're not afraid of him. And to get a six-round pick in return, I think, is a really good thing for Adam Peters. Wrapping up the calls here, Charlie is in College Park. Charlie, what's going on? Charlie, you there?
Charlie sounds like he's
it sounds like he's go-karting.
Sounded like he was
he might be racing to San Francisco to go see what Brian Robinson's up to there. I don't know what the good food spots are out there in San Francisco, but Charlie's racing out there. So Brian Robinson is gone. He is headed to the San Francisco 49ers. The Commanders get a six-round pick in return. If you want to jump in on this on the final few minutes of the show, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. You can also tweet me at The Denton Day. We will wrap things up on the other side. Plus, I got a couple of bets for you to make this weekend. We got week zero of college football. I'm going to try and make you some money. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.
All right, here's what's happening on this Friday, August 22nd. As you may have heard, Brian Robinson has been traded to the San Francisco 49ers in exchange for a 2026 sixth round pick. Finally, we move on, and the big news we are all waiting for is Terry McLaurin, but we will let you know when that breaks right here on the Team 980. Malik Beasley, no longer the target of an NBA gambling probe, potentially opening free agency for one of the league's best shooters. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones made an appearance on the Michael Irvin podcast to give his side of the Micah Parsons saga. Jerry said he offered Micah a contract with the most guaranteed money in NFL history for a non-quarterback. The Baltimore Orioles are extending rookie catcher Samuel Basayo with an 8-year, $67 million contract extension. The 21-year-old is widely regarded as one of the best prospects in baseball and lands an extension less than 1 week after being called up to the big leagues. The Nats, they win 9-3 over the New York Mets. Shaky start for Mackenzie Gore as he pitches 4 1/3 innings. And after a couple of hit by pitches and walks, the Nats bats got scorching hot. James Wood put it away with a 3-run bomb in the eighth. The Nats will take on the Phillies tonight. Cade Cavalli on the mound versus Taijuan Walker. First pitch at 6:45. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1, and you can catch Den's office throughout all of football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us. And don't forget to turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.